Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us now on CFRA. Good morning, Doctor. Having troubles this morning.
Morning, Steve.
Oh, good. This headline is that breast cancer, advanced breast cancer, the incidence in young women, 25 to 39, is on the increase. What can you tell us about this?
Well, we have to be careful with this headline, Steve, because this is a study that looked at statistics in the United States only between 1976 and 2009, about 936,000 women who had advanced breast cancer, so not early breast cancer, but advanced metastatic disease. And from the statistics, they looked at young women, so women in their 20s and 30s, to see if there was an increase. And they found that there was a very slight increase of one, and the numbers they gave, I'm going to round this off so that it's easier for people to understand, but 13 women for every million over 30 years, a very small number. To give you an idea of that potential risk or number, 13 per 1 million is the same risk of, in terms of that increase, the same risk of getting hit by lightning, and it's 1,000 times less the risk of getting killed in a car accident. So just to give you an idea of what the numbers actually mean. And so they're asking questions about whether this number is actually verifiable or true because it's such a small number. And so the researchers have, and this is published in the Journal of American Medical Association, the researchers have said, okay, let's look at the Canadian data as well and European data to see if there's a difference and also what could potentially explain this particular phenomenon, if it is indeed correct.
And because there is so much questioning of whether even issuing this report was going to cause concern and frighten women needlessly, they are coming out, as I understand it, the researchers, and saying, look, there's no evidence that screening at a younger age is either advisable or necessary.
And that's a very important point because in this case, the number is so small, you're dealing with literally sort of outlier type of events that you cannot control. I mean, that's unfortunately part of life is that you're going to see diseases happen to people rarely, but they do happen because nothing is zero or 100% on both ends of the spectrum. The other issue, which is interesting, Steve, is that what we do know is that for women who delay having children, the breast tissue remains what we call undifferentiated, meaning that breast tissue matures when you are pregnant because the breast tissue is developing into milk-producing glands and the tissue becomes more focused or is given a particular function, as opposed to for women who have never had children, the breast tissue remains what we call undifferentiated, meaning it has more potential to become cancerous than women that have had children, and that we do know. And because, and again, it's only an hypothesis, but what they're saying is that because younger women are delaying childbearing, there may be this increased risk that we're seeing. That still needs to be proven, but it's certainly a very interesting hypothesis.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor.
Very welcome, Steve.
Dr. Barry Dworkin.